Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy to be here.
Well, you know, this is a Come See Me event that's near and dear to our heart. Ashley Lang and I did this for, I think, about 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
For five of those years, you were a team leader, or you were a volunteer.
Head volunteer.
Almost like a team leader.
Right.
She was part of our succession plan. Yeah.
So when we got an opportunity to expand our Come See Me wings and move on, Brennan said, yeah, I'll take it over, which we certainly appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Absolutely.
So what's in store Thursday night over there at Rawlison Road Middle School?
We have got a lot. We have over 100 performers.
Mm. Wow.
Which is amazing. We have three local schools, so Westminster, Catawba Christian School, Northwestern High School, and Rawlison Road Middle School. They'll be performing in their auditorium. We have 14 acts besides that, and two of those are duets and several single acts, so it's going to be a great show. Mm-hmm. I'm very excited.
And you said the youngest performer is how old?
She is 9 years old in
fourth
grade.
It's pretty impressive.
Yes, it's, Rock Hill has so much talent, truly, so much talent. It's amazing. Mm-hmm.
Now, Brennan, these individuals had to audition several months ago.
Yes.
So a team will welcome in all of the folks that want to be part of the show, and then they audition, and then you and the other team leaders, volunteers for Broadway night, you all get together?
Yes.
That's how it goes?
Yes.
Okay.
That's how the process is. It's early March, we gather together, and if anybody's interested in volunteering, that information goes out on the website fairly early with Come See Me. But they come in, they give us their song, they sing, and then we let them know, you know, what the process is like, which we let them know by the end of the week. It might have been the end of the week plus 2 days because I had a 3-month-old at that time. The 4-month sleep regression got me there. But very quickly, they'll find out whether or not they made the show. And then from there, they just get emails about the lineup. Mm-hmm. And then they'll have the dress rehearsal, which is actually happening tonight. And then the show, which is tomorrow night. So, yeah, it's a fun process.
And I think what is cool about this is I'm looking at the list, and there's a lot of acts that are from maybe not some of the most popular shows, not necessarily the ones that we think about all the time.
Right.
So kind of maybe go through some that are a little bit different that you're excited about.
Right. Absolutely. So you see the popular shows with our local schools. So you've probably seen around town Seussical or The Little Mermaid or the Shrek, which is what Rawlison Road Middle School do. So you do see those, and those are targeted towards younger audiences. But then you have things like you have The Outsiders, which is a great musical. You also have Dogfight, which is different, and the performer doing that is phenomenal. It's such a great act to see. So you have some that are trending and popular. So if you have young kids, bring them. They'll know some of the songs, and they'll be able to sing along too. we do have a variety, which makes the show so interesting and so fun. Mm-hmm. Truly, it does.
You can usually tell what musicals are pretty popular based on what songs are being performed at Broadway night. And of course, in years past, you've got everything from Wicked was like the biggest one that we went through. We had Cinderella for a while. It looks like it's The Hunchback of Notre Dame this year.
It is.
Yes. Which is interesting. We always have some, and I think I was looking at the list. Tuck Everlasting, that's always one that a lot of teenagers like.
Yes,
so.
And Shy from Once Upon a
Mattress.
That's
a good one, too.
That's always a good one to see.
Yeah, this is going to be great. Brennan, why did you think it was so important to not only be a part of Come See Me, but why did you feel like Broadway night was such a good fit for you?
Well, I think I shared this last year, but my mother is a local theater teacher at Northwestern. I was born December 10th, and then December 25th, I was baby Jesus. So I was born into... The show must go on. Tammy Altman just, wrapped me in swaddling clothes, and we just moved on. I really do enjoy it, and being on the side of watching people audition, it's so rewarding because this year we had a lot of young children audition who... were shy and who were new, but watching their confidence grow and just being able to, instill that in young children, like, you can do this, come try again next year, whether or not they made it or not. It's such a self-growth thing to be able to put yourself out there and seeing your opportunity to be vulnerable. And then it's just the talent we have in Rock Hill is phenomenal.
It is
truly amazing.
We say that all the time.
Yes.
It's unbelievable.
So I enjoy being part of it.
Well, unfortunately, some folks audition and you don't make it, but it's delivered in a really sweet way.
Right.
I never could handle that. I made Ashley do it. So I'm so sorry, Brennan, if you were the one that had to deliver it. I will help you in many things in life. Yeah. I cannot send the no emails. Ashley did. But to your point, we would always give a little bit of feedback
right
of what they can do, and they would come back, and chances are they would get back in.
Absolutely.
Because they worked on it.
Absolutely.
Remember, auditioning, like everything else, you're putting yourself out there. It is a vulnerable thing to do, whether you're auditioning or whether you made it in the show.
Right.
You know, it's much different when you're auditioning and then you make it into the show.
Right.
And it's much different than rehearsal than the night of.
Absolutely.
Right. Once those lights are officially on and everyone's staring at you.
Got an audience.
You're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know, when you're
it's
rehearsing,
game on.
No one's usually out there in the seats, but when those curtains open and you're out there. So it takes a lot of these performers to do that. So we certainly appreciate the performers, those who are part of this year's Broadway night
show,
as well as those who maybe, you know, will try it again next year. Brendan, this is a free production.
Right.
We always want to remind folks.
Yes.
It is free.
Yes.
Give us some more of the details.
Yeah. So it is Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. The house will open at 6. Based on over 100 performers, I say get there early and get your seats because it's going to be hopefully a sold-out show. Mm-hmm. But sold-out isn't a free sold-out show. You're not having to pay anything. It is a free event.
House.
Yes. So we are so thankful that we are sponsored by Family Trust Federal Credit Union. We are very thankful for them. And this year we also have the Wave Lab, who is also sponsoring us, and they're part of that as well.
Yes.
With Joe Miller, and he runs our sound.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It
He's
is
great.
So the show is just so smooth. Mm-hmm. So we're extremely thankful for that. Come See Me in General is also sponsored by the City of Rock Hill, Comporium Communications, MUSC, the Rock Hill Coca-Cola Bottling Company, and Williams and Fudge. So without all these sponsors and, you know, everybody involved, we wouldn't, you know, be able to do what we do. So we're thankful and excited.
And of course, we just want to remind people, we have had a venue change for this. So it is at Rollison Road Middle School.
It is at Rollison Road Middle School. Okay, quick fact. Okay, Rollison Road Middle School, their auditorium was built 20 years ago. And their first musical was Fiddler on the Roof Jr. Okay. I was in that. I was part of it.
Wow.
So I just had to share that cool little fun fact.
That is. You're bringing it all back.
Bringing it back. It's really
and
cool to see
teacher.
Things full circle.
And the same teacher, right?
Not the same teacher.
Okay,
the same
I
teacher,
thought she was
but,
there. Okay.
But yeah, it's really cool to be back in the auditorium that first opened when I was in the eighth grade.
That's really cool.
I mean, you really are a child star.
Right, yeah. It's one of those Rock Hill things to just come back and, you know.
Full
fun.
Circle.
It's really cool.
That is a cool fun fact.
Yes.
We'll say that tonight in dress rehearsal.
Yes.
Awesome. Brendan Moreno, again, is the team leader for Broadway Night. Broadway Night is a Come See Me event. It is Thursday, April the 23rd, 6:30 to 8. So get there early. The house opens at 6 o'clock over there at Rollison Road Middle School. Brendan, we can't wait to see this show come to life. Myself and Ashley Lang, even though we're not the team leaders or volunteers for this event anymore, we do help to MC it, and we can't wait to be there.
Wait.
So thanks so much.
It's fun.
All right. Stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage right here on WRHI FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of the Come See Me Festival since 1962.